Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When government politicians and bureaucrats have bad news for citizens and taxpayers, they rarely come out to say so in understandable language. Instead, they use terms that disguise what they are talking about or that most people don't understand. Let me explain three such phrases. First, in its September 18th announcement of another rate cut in the federal funds interest rate, the Federal Open Market Committee stated at the end of the second paragraph, quote, "It will act to sustain inflation near its systemic 2% objective," unquote. Do you understand these words? It means that the Fed wants consumer prices to rise by 2% annually. Or, in plain English, it wants the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar to decline by 2% annually. That's terrible news for consumers and taxpayers, which is why this is disguised in flowery language. The second term is quantitative easing, which was conjured up during the Great Recession last decade. The English translation of that term is inflation of the money supply. As with the Federal Reserve stating that it wants the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar to fall by 2% annually, it is the actual inflation of the money supply that causes this to occur. In a period of inflation of the money supply, the ultimate beneficiary is the first party who gets to spend the extra funds, which is the U.S. government. As the increased money supply starts to buy up existing quantities of goods and services, prices rise. So consumers take a hit, which they later try to offset through higher incomes. Last for today is the term legacy cost. While using this term is technically correct in referring to past expenses for government employee pensions and retiree health care benefits, as well as Social Security and Medicare, it disguises the truth that much of these past costs have yet to be paid. The term unfunded liabilities would more honestly inform citizens and taxpayers as to what really has happened. Would it be too much to ask politicians and bureaucrats to speak in terms that we can understand? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.